All right. Moving right along. Item number 10, low threat and general discharge cases. Mr. Rose.
Thank you, Mr. Young. So, as Mr. Young said, item number 10 is low threat and general discharge cases. For item number 10, we have 12 total enrollments. And the first one, we have 3 enrollments in the NPDES general permit for discharge with low threat to water quality. The first one is the California American Water Company, and that is in Monterey. The second one is the Soquel Creek Water District in Santa Cruz County. The third one is California American Water in Chular. And then we have 1 enrollment in the state general WDR, or waste discharge requirements for small domestic wastewater systems. The first one is Rancho Cielo Youth Campus in Salinas. And we have 1 enrollment for the general WDR discharge of winery waste for certain small wineries. And that is the Miramar Vineyards in San Martin. And then we have 7 enrollments in the general waiver for WDRs for specific discharges. And I'll read those off. The first one is Raytheon in Goleta. The second one is Santa Cruz Industries in Santa Cruz. Then Whitaker in Hollister. And the former Nottingham Company in Castroville. And the Shell Oil Products in Santa Barbara. Shell Oil Products again in Montecito. And the Chevron Environmental Management Company in Goleta. And that, let's see, then that is what we have for the low threat and general discharge cases. This is an informational board discussion, and if necessary, board approval item. Mr. Young.
Any board questions? Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. On the general permit for California American Water, I just did not understand the first paragraph is talking about drinking water supply wells, and the discharger is planning to intermittently discharge groundwater from the wells and dechlorinated drinking water from storage tanks and associated piping. I'm just not clear. What is the action about? Why are they discharging?
Why do they do that?
Yeah,
why do they do that?
Yeah.
I wonder if Mr. Robertson or Mr. Packard could answer that question from Ms. Hunter.
They flush the tanks this way.
I can try. I don't know anything specifically about that operation. Did you say Chular?
No, California American Water on the Carmel.
On Carmel.
On the Valley.
But in general, water companies need the flexibility to develop wells, do pumping tests on wells, and clean and flush lines and tanks. And this gives them that flexibility. If they're discharging chlorinated water, they dechlorinate, they make sure there's no erosion, and make sure that it's not causing any problems with the discharge.
So they're discharging water where? Are they discharging it back into the river? Or
all the way back into the river.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I didn't understand. It's like, where is that water going?
Okay. Right. So, yeah, it's back to the Carmel Valley River. Most of their wells are right on the river.
Yes. Yeah,
as
I'm
we all
aware
know.
Of that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Any other board questions on this item? Okay. A motion?
So moved.
Okay. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any Russ, Mr. Jeffries? Okay, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you.